Do be seated. So our readings this morning are full of all kinds of imagery. We have lions and leopards. We have wolves and sheep, little children, snakes. Our gospel reading had John the Baptist. We have camel hair. We have locusts. We have all kinds of images, which is brilliant for a service like this, where all ages are gathered together, because it's great to have something visual to focus on. So I thought to myself, what can we do that will, you know, kind of connect to these readings? Some kind of powerful imagery that really connects with those readings. And I thought to myself, Christmas presents. Yes, because they're in the text that we just read, right? No, never mind. It's just a way of me bringing some images to you. So, would everybody look underneath your seats and see if you have a Christmas present near you? And if you do, would you wave a hand in the air so that we can see? Excellent, we've got some here. This is good. If you have a Christmas, there should be six things. Now, I can see one here at the front, which I'm going to ask Guy to open. I think I can have that one. We've got one here. Let's start with this one. Do you want to open it up for us? See what we've got inside this one here. Unwrapping Christmas presents is great because you can just make an absolute mess. Feel free to rip the paper as much as you like. It's great. So we've got one there. Wave, we've got one there. We got anyone? We've got one there. Excellent. Okay. What have we got there in this wrapping paper? Let's have a look at that. Give you a hand there. What is that? Do you know what that is?
Squirrel.
Say it again.
Squirrel.
It is a squirrel. The answer is always a squirrel. It is a calendar of a squirrel. Would you like to hold that as high as you can so that everybody can see it? Would you hold on to that for us for a minute? Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, where we had another one, didn't we? We had... Nigel's got one here. Nigel, would you like to unwrap your present there? Beautifully wrapped. For me, it's the worst bit about Christmas, if I'm honest, is wrapping presents. It takes so long. Rip it open then, Nigel. What have you got inside your box?
A bottle of wine. Some bread. And bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap. Bubble wrap is... I mean, that's the real gift there, we know that. A bottle of wine and some bread. Hold them high up so that everyone can see them and hold on to them for the moment. We had one here, would you... That one does say, I couldn't wrap that one, so I had to write on the envelope, this is a Christmas present, honest. So, let's see what you've got inside your Christmas present. A piece of paper with 1066 written on it. Would you hold that up so that we can all see that? And you hang on to that. One, two, three, we've got a squirrel calendar. We've got some bread and some wine. We've got a piece of paper with 1066. We've got one over here. Right. Do you want to unwrap that one for us? See what you've got in there. Do you want to unwrap it? One, two, three. I'm checking that I've got them all now. Four. Right. You've got that's a good size box, that one there. It's an Amazon box. Yeah. Well, they don't pay taxes, but they do provide really handy boxes. A little awkward. We encourage, as a church, paying taxes, just to establish that. We're very, very pro that. Oh, and what have you got inside that box? Do you know what it is? It's a funny kind of hat. Do you want to put that on your Heflo? You can put that on. Brilliant. That's awesome. It is. That's what's called a mortarboard. Do you want to hold that really high up in the air so that everybody can see it? Right, give her a lift up. There we are. Thanks, Alan. That is a mortarboard. Some of you have worn those, some of you have thrown them in the air, some of you have only ever seen them on TV, and that is a mortarboard. Guy's got one at the front, let's see what you've got inside your box, Guy.
Oh, nice big one.
Yeah, it looks excitingly heavy, that box. Guy's very, very strong. Very strong. One, two, three, four. There's one more somewhere. Could everyone just quickly check underneath? And if you haven't got one underneath you, would you just, if there's an empty pew near you, could you maybe have a look round to see if you can see one? Okay. Reuse the paper is Guy's line. My line, rip it up and throw it away. We encourage recycling as well in this church. That's good. Right, Guy's got a massive box. What's inside that one?
Hey!
Ah. It's a balloon with happy birthday written on it. In the very best handwriting that I was able to do. And we have one more here, Caroline. Let's see what's in yours. You've got a slightly smaller box, but it's exciting nonetheless. Ooh. And you tell us what is inside the box.
A cross.
A cross. A small little holding cross that some people use for prayer. Could everyone with one of those presents hold them up? Or perhaps could they stand up so that we can see them? So we have got a squirrel calendar. I love squirrels. Squirrels are brilliant. We've got some bread and wine. We've got a piece of paper with 1066 on it, or 1066. We've got a mortarboard. We've got a cross. And we have a happy birthday balloon. You are thinking to yourselves right now, what on earth have all of these things got to do with each other and with our readings? And you're probably thinking, what they got to do with Christmas and Advent? I'm going to tell you. I hope. You can all sit down now. Thank you. But what they have to do is they are all signs or symbols of things. They tell us about things that are bigger than themselves. This calendar, for instance. Thank you. She unwrapped so beautifully. This calendar of squirrels has all the dates for the past year in it. It tells me what's coming up. This is really useful to me. It lives in my kitchen, and every day I can see a picture of a squirrel to cheer me up, because I like squirrels. Here we have some bread and some wine. And a little bit later in our service, we're going to share some bread and some wine together. They are a sign of something that we share together. You can hang on to them. I just about trust you, Nigel. We have a piece of paper with a date on it, 1066. Does anybody know the significance of this date? Some mutterings. No one seems that confident, actually. Let's all say it together. It is the Battle of Hastings. That's right. It's the only date I ever learnt in history in school. 1066. This was something that happened in the past, but you say 1066 to people, and they know what you mean. That's a sign of something that happened in the past. We had a cross. The cross is a symbol for us in church. You look around this building, there are crosses everywhere, because they are signs and symbols for us of what we believe as Christians. That Jesus came for us and died on the cross to give himself for us so that we can be forgiven. And then finally we had the mortarboard. Can you pass me that? Thank you. And this is a sign that someone gets when they've graduated. This is a sign that somebody is very, well, let's say clever, or at least good at exams. This is a sign of something that has happened, or perhaps that will happen. And lastly, we have a balloon, which is a sign. Sign, in this instance, of a celebration, of a birthday. And some of these things have already happened. And some of these things look forward. And in our reading from Isaiah, that's exactly what's going on. It's looking backwards at some of the things. So that line at the start of the Isaiah reading about a tree with a root and a branch growing out of an old tree, that was Isaiah looking back and saying, out of this family of royalty, out of David, King David's descendants, there will come a new birth. There will be a new king. He's coming. So it's kind of looking back and it's looking forward. All the things about the lions, the wolves, the lambs, all those beautiful pictures of those animals doing unexpected things, not eating each other like in Planet Earth 2, but actually living together side by side, different, looking forward. That is looking forward to a new kingdom where things are different. It's looking back and it's looking forward, and it's all focused around Jesus. And we're going to share in that later. The sign and symbol that Nigel had, the wine and the bread, a reminder to us that Jesus shared himself with all of us. And he broke the bread and he gave it to his disciples. And he shared the wine and he gave that to his disciples as a sign that he has given himself for us. And all of us are invited to join in with that. And Isaiah finishes that passage with this amazing phrase. One day, the land will be as full of the knowledge of the Lord as the seas are full of water. The land will be as full of the knowledge of the Lord as the seas are of water. That's definitely something that we're looking for, that we're looking towards. All these signs and symbols, they're things for us to fix our hope on. Because Advent, like Guy says, it's about a coming. We're waiting for Jesus. And when he comes, these things are brought together. He's already come and he's coming again. And we get to look forward and get excited by that. So can I say a quick prayer for us before we join together and Guy leads us in the creed? Heavenly Father, thank you that you give Jesus for us and that we are all invited to share in his good news. Help us this Advent as we run up to Christmas to fix our eyes on the hope that he sets before us. And God, may one day, may we see this land as full of the knowledge of you as the seas are full of water. Amen.